Yeah. Hey, speaking of the vaccine, can you just go over this with me? And I think it'll
Oh,
maybe be a
God.
good springboard. This is a vaccine consent form for Ontario, some shithole country.
New country, Ontario,
Exactly.
Ottawa, Ottawa. They, Ottawa. I think they're leaving the union, aren't they?
Yeah, they don't have COVID, so they want to get out. So
Yeah, we
what's
don't blame them.
yeah. So what do they say? They say what you should it says this COVID-19 vaccines. And just to jump in at any point, obviously. This says it represents a turning point in our fight against COVID. Health Canada has authorized the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna COVID mRNA vaccines. Moderna, yeah. Health Canada only approves a vaccine if it's supported by very robust scientific data and evidence. After
Then
approval.
get one in one arm and the other in the other. Yeah, take it all, baby. Hurry up. If you had it right now, it'd be too late. Matter of fact, you may get three. Sign up. Get three. It's all good. Get all three of them.
So as you know, exactly, they're encouraging you and they're saying the benefits greatly outweigh the risks. And then
Oh,
they say,
yes, they do. There's no risk. There's no risk.
That's right. Vaccines
Yeah.
prevent illness and disease and save
Thank
lives
you.
and
Well, this is
livelihoods.
not ill, it does, but it doesn't do anything about debt. It does all those things, but it doesn't do anything about debt. Afterlife is over. The afterlife goes on. There's no guff anymore. There's no guff anymore. So it's like rut roll, Spanky.
Rut roll?
Rut roll. You know, rut roll, Spanky.
No, I haven't heard
The
that expression.
cartoon,
No.
uh-oh, pronounced by the dog, the lisping hair-lipped dog,
Uh-oh.
says rut,
Dave, he's going,
rut, roll.
uh-oh, but he's a nigger loving Jew or something, so he goes, rut, roll.
God said
Oh,
nigger loving Jew. Now, you don't talk
a
like that. You don't talk like that. God dirt. That's the maddest we've ever been. This is a family show. You can't be talking that bullshit in here. Who the fuck do you think you are? This is ridiculous. Sheriff D is gonna start slamming doors any day.
Laughing here.
Any
He's
day.
laughing.
Yeah,
But
she's just trying to be nice.
so rut-row is some accented Georgian version of uh-oh.
Okay,
No,
so
it's
you
a
got that?
cartoon with the dog saying rut-row, Spanky.
Oh, okay, that's duffel bagel
Rut-row,
then.
rut-row.
Duffel bagel then.
Oh,
Okay.
yeah, that's right. Yeah, he lost his job with Disney already, too, didn't he? Yeah.
Okay, Dave, back to your question. Let's hear it.
Okay. So then they say, how does the vaccination work? And they say the mRNA vaccines use genetic instructions in
No,
molecules.
mRNA. You need to say
Yes.
it right to be
How,
clear, because other people will
oh.
listen it and they're going to think you're a jackball and you don't know
Yeah.
what the fuck you're talking about, which is true, but there's no reason to argue
Well, I
the
have to
point that
act
you're trying to
ignorant
make.
too. I'm not supposed to come on and be knowledgeable. Well, no one wants to hear what I
Well,
know
you're doing a good job. You're doing a good
about. No, I'm trying to ask questions, and you're saying because you don't
Okay.
know croaker and stuff like that, you're bad.
mRNA. But at
Okay.
least what
Uses
you're
genetic
talking
and
about, get right.
sure. Uses, that's right. If anyone misspells something or they're ignorant, use genetic instructions
Well.
in molecules called mRNA to generate a coronavirus protein that initiates the body's natural production of
No.
antibodies.
No. No.
Yep,
It's not a
go ahead.
protein. It's not a, they pull an amino acid. They pull an amino acid in the SARS transcription.
Right.
So there's seven levels of SARS. The M messenger RNA gives new information. Dr. Cannadine's been doing this for a few days with this RNA shit. Have you ever heard of it?
Yep, RNA reset.
Yeah. Oh, Yeah, she's been doing that. She gets it the right size so that it can be introduced into the cell. So that's an mRNA in a protease balancer. But that's a little pied. But, you know, she's really good at this thing because she's lined this thing up and made it in such a way that it actually changes the human strata. So what they're doing is they're taking a disease, smallpox, rhinovirus, leprosy, black death, and they're taking a dot like that awful ridiculous mirror where you take a dot and have an interaction that allows your body to respond to it so that you develop what they're calling herd immunity or some level of herd immunity so that your body doesn't fight against it. It embraces it so it doesn't kill you.
Yeah, except
the problem is,
it represents a pathogenic virus that you're supposed to mount your immune defense for it, and your body's generating it. That's not going to work out well, potentially.
No. It would work great. It would work perfect. That's how many polio doctors do y'all have in Canada?
Right.
No polio doctors. It would work. It would be perfect. But that's not the problem. Here's the problem. The next virus coming is bacterial. It's already landed. It's actually kind of fucked things up just a little bit, but not impenetrably so. But they fucked things up a little bit because it got things a little out of whack. You're supposed to have the new pig virus, bacterial, that comes, and everyone who has this herd immunity or this vaccination MRA transponder in their system, it will basically turn off life. So they'll die within a matter of a day or two.
They die because they come in contact with this other virus, and how does their body respond to it?
It's not a virus.
I said bacteria. Okay. How does their body respond to it?
It basically turns it inside out, like the Black Death.
You mean every cell gets attacked?
Are you familiar with strychnine?
Mm-hmm.
You are? Do you know how strychnine kills you?
You sort of seize up, so you suffocate, or?
Well, you start bubbling out your mouth. Let's say it's like if you took vinegar and baking soda and filled your body full of each at the same time, it would kind of blow itself up, per se.
Yeah, it'd be hard
to make it stop. Have you ever watched Monty Python while you were high?
I don't think I watched it when I was high. I was pretty young when I used to watch it, so it was before
remember
I was 12.
Remember the scene when they would have the little cart? They had the little cart, and they was walking around. They'd sing, and the little man would say, "Bring out your dead, bring out your dead, bring out."
Yeah.
And they tried to put a guy in that thing, and he wasn't dead yet. He said, "He'll be dead by Tuesday, and you're not coming back, so go ahead and take him now." He's like, "Come on, no, I'm not dead. I'm feeling really good. No, bring out your dead." And they finally warp him in the head and throw him on the cart. Kind of like that. They're going to compost the recently departed humans.
Hey, if they can get a this sounds crazy. If they can't make a vaccine for the common cold coronavirus, and they couldn't make it for the SARS-CoV-1, why would they think
the MRSA or the MRSA? Remember, they don't have any of those. AIDS, they got nothing for that either.
Herpes.
Same line. Herpes simplex, and, well, they can overcome it with the Varroxin positions, but that just doctors the symptom, doesn't take care of the herpes simplex. So you're right. But it's not like it's that big a deal, meaning, if you take, look, you know what I'm saying, you blow your nose and you take care of the rhinovirus, it ain't that big a deal. You see what I mean?
Yes. Now, what about this notion that you get the vaccine, your body produces the fragment or the so-called, you said it's not a viral, the enzyme that represents the virus? Is that what you're saying it is? Not a protein? Mm-hmm. Not a protein?
It's an amino acid. mRNA is an amino acid, which is a protein. But there's not a protein that's shooting in your arm.
No, what are they shooting in your arm?
That's why an amino acid. That's why they have to keep it stupid cold, because it's not stable. The stupid cold is what allows it to get to you. Not live, but it doesn't change it so that it can have an effect on you. If they were stable, they could have it just on the shelf, like a tomato.
Right. What happens if the vaccine is left out at room temperature for a few hours and then administered?
You have to throw it away.
What happens if you don't and you still inject it into someone?
It's as though you didn't have one.
Oh, really?
Weak as water. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, in this thing, the consent form, it says that commonly, frequently asked questions, it says, can recipients contract the coronavirus from this vaccine? The answer, no. This is not a live vaccine and does not contain the virus. Therefore, the virus cannot give recipients infection or disease COVID. What I've heard anecdotally now in Israel, where they've vaccinated a lot of people, that hundreds of people now have come down with COVID from the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. That's the morphing. It morphs. Because what they're vaccinating from is not what they're doctoring to. But see, COVID-19 is occurring, but right now what people are suffering from that are building herd immunity to isn't really COVID-19. It's already morphed. That's what we said earlier when we said it's already changing. It's ahead of itself. And that's why some people get the vaccine and they die. Just like that. Just like that. Already.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's been already cases of that, including healthy people.
I know, but the problem with that is because it's getting ahead of it. The chain of command has gotten a little out of whack. And we don't speak in terms, you don't have a fucking clue. You don't listen to us. You don't know anything about us. You don't know what we say. So I don't know why we're discussing it with you, but the point is that this probability comes into play here. We never speak in terms of probability. This isn't like a crapshoot where you throw the dice. Because, see, the more you shuffle a deck of cards, the less random they become. You know this, right?
I didn't know that.
Oh, fuck. Okay. So there's a bit of probability that's engaged here because the tech body is getting crafty in this entire process. See, Donald John Trump is very stunned that he's not going to the inauguration tomorrow because every window would have him remain, and that's not the case. So Trump went, wait a second, what the fuck? Wait a minute, how does this work? And then he's realizing the reality that's not. He's having that Hillary Rotten Clinton's glass ceiling moment when the thing didn't work the way it was supposed to work. But don't worry, don't fret, that's not the end of the conversation because the dragon is in the process of eating itself. We did this thing some time ago, you were sort of around, not really. But Brendan was kind of with it, Brendan was kind of on it in the day, but you know how that goes. Anyhow, we did this thing called Revelations Revealed. And we laid out then how the three branches of government, this is America, this has nothing to do with your fucked up place. The three branches of government were going to consume themselves. That's the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. Those branches were going to eat themselves, destroy themselves. And that's what you're seeing play out now. I'm right, you're over it then. Now all the governments got their own goddamn Chi-Com. Driver with their own, everybody's got their own goddamn, Knights of Columbus spy in their, they got them elected for God's sake, not just like got in there after they were somebody, put them in office, put them in power and then bled them dry. So, you see, it's an inside out thing that comes back to what Trump was trying to do, which he promised to do. He keeps his promises now. Trump's the son of a bitch, but he keeps his promises. He said he's come to drain the swamp. What you don't realize is that that's the Democrats, but it's also most of the fucking Republicans, too. That's his party, remember? The Republican Party? That's his party. Well, they got to go as well, also. So, it's just, you'll see. You'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We didn't mean to digress. We don't do that often.
No.
Just
no.
Once in a whence. Cool. Well, ask some questions quick. Move on, Bob.
Okay, so then they
hurry up. You're out of time.
They say, will this vaccine alter the recipient's DNA? No, is the answer.
That's what mRNA does.
Yes. Right. Their answer is no, this vaccine does not affect, interact, or alter DNA in any way. our DNA resides in the nucleus of our cells, and the mRNA, it's a bit of a mouthful, does not travel into the nucleus. Therefore, there is no risk of altering DNA.
Then what good is it? If that's true, they say it uses
the body's natural defense response, which breaks down and gets rid of the mRNA after it is finished using the harmless genetic instructions. They really make it sound like, oh no, it'll just be in your body very briefly and then it'll just go away.
When you were in school, if you remember that was 3 or 4 days ago, they'd say, you are what you eat. Mm-hmm. We'd say, you are what you eat and don't shit.
Right.
That's what you are. You are what you eat and don't shit.
Right.
So the shit aspect, if it's shit, it won't help you. If it's not shit, it transdemic. Your herd immunity is cellular. They're giving you this vaccine to create a faux herd immunity. The best they know, they don't know. I mean, goddamn, you know that. You know, they're not driving anything. It doesn't really make any difference.
Because the next question answers that. They say, do recipients of the vaccine still need to follow public health guidelines, masking and social distancing after receiving the vaccine? The answer? Yes. Here's the real zinger. There's insufficient evidence at this time on the effectiveness of COVID vaccines in preventing asymptomatic infection and reducing transmission of SARS-CoV-2. In other words, they don't know if this vaccine is even going to be effective.
And so that's the reason we said be very careful and get at least two vaccines, maybe three.
Right.
You can get three, get all of them.
First year Chevy Citation, invest.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The actual news. The actual radio broadcast after Chernobyl blew from Russia was, there is no problem in Russia, especially in Chernobyl.
Yeah. So there it is, and they kind of admit in an opaque way that it really isn't, it's being tested on humans for the first time. They kind of say, well, we did it on animals and for some promising cancer research, so we're ready to go.
The animals died. Yeah, fell dead as a sack of hammers every single time, yeah. Because, see, they're beasts. Beasts are different.
Mm.
Beasts are different. They respond differently. See, they don't have a soul.
Okay, well, from what I understand, they did, when they tried to develop the previous vaccines on the SARS-CoV-1 in the animal trials, when the animals were then naturally exposed to a coronavirus, then they, high mortality rates.
That's old school. That ain't nothing. I mean, everybody knows that.
Okay.
You're preaching to the choir, but being from Canada.
I understand. That's why I didn't want to say I know anything. When I come on, I'm supposed to be dumb. So I shouldn't have even said that because it sounds like I might have researched it slightly or know a bit about it, but I'm trying not to do that. But yes, okay, we all know that.
We're not impressed.
Right, okay. Well, I'm not trying to impress you. I'm really just trying to ask questions to get some insightful answers.
Okay.
You know, I value
stuff
that I've
learned. So far you're trying to tell us. Good. So far you're telling us what we've been telling you, and you've engaged what you know that you already kind of knew that you knew that now you know. So, blah, blah.
I'm hoping to
get... Okay, what else? We're trying to get your dick. We just want to get your dick wet. That's what we're trying to do, and we're not having real good luck with that either.
I know. I'm
so
sorry.
You know,
can't always
be
a hot session. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, living life's for the living, digging. Whatever you want to do, it's okay with us.
Hey, Dave, ask on what you learned this past year and a half of reading all that stuff and typing about it. See what you learned from that.
What have I learned from,
absolutely nothing. You learned the thing. You're right where you were when you were stuck trying to figure out academia, for God's sake.
Okay. Yeah. So should I just ignore it all?
You are anyway. You do anyway.
Right.
Why are you asking us? That's what you do
You
get this moment of lucidity and then you flush it. So, you know, flush your dirt. It's all right with us, family. We don't care. We don't mind. We you know, blah, 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 whatever.
Well,
whatever.
When, as you described it, the world's evaporating.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Okay, you, go ahead. What are you saying? But I want to throw in a funny thing.
I'm saying when the world's evaporating, you know, how does one develop a pattern to try and...
You edited the song, Dave. You made the song. Everything's disappeared. You did it. That's the song that talks about this.
Yeah, but this is a little too... Yeah, but everything's disappeared, but you can still look at it on the fire with a bit of a flat position.
You can't have it both ways. You can't have it both ways, you numbed up motherfucker. You can't have it both ways. No. You're going to lay it out. That's what you got. That's what you get. Uh-huh.
We caused it, Dave. We caused it.
Yeah. Hey, Dave. Hey, Dave. It's like bear backing in a whorehouse. You get what you get, baby.
Right.
Okay. Good. A follow-up question, nice. Dave, is... A lot of the discussion for Dave was with Greg Duffelbeg. Did Duffelbeg learn anything from Dave?
Go right now. See, now you're qualifying it. We were going to give it even longer than that. We were going to give it more than that. The answer is potentially, but we don't know because he is so horn-pecked that he doesn't even know what he knows. That's Duffelbeg. He doesn't know what he knows, so he would rarely acknowledge that he's being lost in space, trying to validate his reality based on what everybody else's reality says is real, that he has researched thoroughly, that he knows empirically, that he's found a way to overcome or inside in some kind of goddamn way, and it's why he got thrown out of Disney the last time.
That's why what?
He got thrown out of Disney last time. Remember, he does sell work.
Dave, are we going to have fun, Dave? We're going to tell Greg that he and you were discussed by Ion. He'll demand to hear it. We won't tell him where it is.
He has to go through
all the archives.
he does already anyway. He listens all the time. He's probably your best goddamn listener, Bob.
Well, yeah, I mean, I already know the answer that I'm not a spring chicken to are these vaccines really good? You know, hey, I did.
Are you going to tell your mother to do it?
No, of course not. I've already told her. I think you're nuts if you take it.
Take three. Who the fuck cares? Most of these people, it's going to be over. It's going to be over soon. If you're not coming into your place of power, do any goddamn thing you want to. Let the sin begin, baby. Tear it up. Burn, motherfucker. Let the motherfucker burn. That's what you do, because it's going anyway. So, whatever. But those that survive, they're choosing their mansions right now. The Breakers is available. There's some really good little land, real estate, corporeal sites that are just yummy that people are laying their sights on, even now.
Any near where Dave lives?
Oh, goddamn. Who wants to go there? To the prison camp? Who wants to go there?
Yeah, Canada. Yeah, we don't want to go to Canada. That's not going to work out.
So, in other words, Canada's locked down already and already in reset.
The troops are already at the border. The troops are already at the border. Don't you read?
You mean the Chinese troops, Ion?
Yeah.
Right. And in the case of the United States, all this shit that's going down with the computer hacks and all this stuff and all this fraud and all this illegality, it's not going to go down, right? So even though that goes down in Canada and we're screwed, in the States it looks like it's going on that trajectory, but you're saying it's not going to happen.
The last trump of God shall stand.
Mm-hmm.
That's Donald.
Mm-hmm.
But what will he be? What will be the ruins he's standing in the middle of?
if all the bitchers and the bitchies are dead, why do we care? this becomes quickly a non sequitur because you're bitch dead. Okay, bitch a little more dead. Okay, bitch a little more dead. Okay, go ahead. You know.
I know what he'll be saying when he's standing there among all the death. He'll be uttering one word, interrogatively. Bob! Bob?
Bob. Bob.
Bob? Are you there, Bob?
Yeah, Operation Warp Speed was a success.
Bob! The Nelson's like, this is Bob! And Trouble look at him, you, Mr. Paul, we've watched you for decades!
Here's a larger collective that might make it easier. You got three monkeys sitting in a tree, okay? One fell off the tree, and you know why he fell out of the tree?
What? One fell
three
out of the tree.
In the tree. One fell out of the tree. Do you know why he fell out of the tree, Dave?
I don't.
He was dead. Second monkey sitting in the tree. He falls out of the tree. Do you know why he fell out of the tree?
You tell me, was he dead as well?
He was dead. Third monkey sitting there. He falls out of the tree. Why did he fall out of the tree?
For the same reason as the others?
No, it was peer pressure.
And that's just, so the everyone got everyone into trouble.
So it goes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's funny. The dynamite.
Didn't it almost evolve that way with Trump? As the Trump haters got sick of Trump, they started saying, you know what, maybe I hate Trump, but maybe I hate his supporters even more. See the same pattern maybe happen.
Now they're trying to get some help. They're going to try to decompress the Trump people that have been turned into this zombie apocalypse that they follow Trump no matter what. They're trying to get them. What do you call it, Bob? When they try to get them saved or? Oh yeah. Decommissioned. Yes.
Yeah. Expurgated. Purged. 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 That's
correct.
Yeah, it's pretty ugly. Pretty ugly. But you're saying those voices will be diminished.
Dave,
not ugly, but
it's
glorious voices.
Look at the good news part.
Okay.
Dave, if you survive, it'll be beautiful.
Okay.
Yes, the ugliness is
You better pay that life insurance right now, Dave. Just saying. Thanks for stopping by. Come back anytime.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're always welcome when Bob lets you in. Promise.
Okay.
Stay on to see here the rest of the show. There'll be more answers, more questions that day.
Oh yeah. Once every 10 years, whether he needs to or not, Bob, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, just hang in here, Dave. Let's see what other people can evoke. They take your lead, Dave.
Nice.
All right, so I'll mute you.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Be happy. Be well. Kumbaya.
Okay.
Adios.